Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Beautiful morning out there, heading into an unbelievably great weekend. And thank you so much to Ariel Perez. Isn't he fun to have on?
Interesting guy.
Mark Hewson, Tanner Bordellini. Can you imagine being 21, 22 years old, and today you're walking into an NFL training camp, and you're an NFL player?
No. He's such a swell fella, too.
He's just a great guy. That's just like, wow.
Just saw him last week at the Kewaunee County Fair.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Made an announcement that there's somebody here that's, you know, got a big job to do coming up. We're not going to mention any names, but everybody's behind you. And you know,
but his first name is Dennis.
No.
But you talk about two great representatives. Jim brought it up earlier. Alec Ingold. Yeah. He's been here all summer doing little camps for little kids.
Right.
And doing things. It's like, that is so great. I mean, I could literally write a book on the jerks in sports.
That people think are cool
and they're really not good people. So to have two local guys.
Yeah. And I think that's a really good point that these guys, and they take it serious. They know they're, famous.
They hate that term responsibility, but
you know, to go to the Kewaunee Fair, to come back and do these camps like this kid from Bayport, and these are good kids. They're not doing it because, oh, it's good for my image and all that. It's their heart. I mean, they are really good kids, great parents.
They're just well grounded.
And I got to say that too, though. I mean, God bless the poor kids that grow up in tough families.
But
both of them have such great parents. I know all the parents of both of them. And that makes such a difference. It just does. It just does. So anyway, but Dennis, good to have you back, buddy.
Good to be back.
Great to have you here.
Thank you. Thanks,
Chrissy.
Hello.
Guess the restraining order wore off, huh?
Oh, actually, it hasn't.
It hasn't.
How's life underwater?
Good. It's going well.
Lady Diva. Good to see you.
You like Dennis's new bling?
I see that. Where's that from?
We made it for him.
Nice. Out of a little
80s glam band.
Nice little Rapala.
And the Diva Eye of the Taiga gear.
Nice. Very cool. Very, very cool. Boy, you guys have been busy this summer as usual, though, huh?
It's been a busy summer. It's going to get busier yet.
Really?
That's fantastic. Love it.
Do you ever have a downtime?
Downtime.
Like a down month or two?
He's like, what is that?
Like what's December that? Yeah. Anything?
January, no? February sometimes.
Okay.
You know, a little bit. Yeah.
Wow. I still say this, though. I mean, like I said, when I was in the UP on vacation, every commercial on this radio station, I think it was the Moose out of Escanaba.
Yeah.
Coming on July 26th, whatever, downtown Escanaba, the world famous glam band.
Good gracious.
They were like, did you guys already do that one? No, it's coming up. But they were just like, oh my God, it's like the Rolling Stones is coming to town.
But living where we do, we need to take advantage of this weather and have all these festivals and events. And, you know, it's time to make money.
I'm so excited to get to bring my RV out. Merv.
You've got an RV?
Yeah.
Really?
I've always wanted an RV.
The one that we hang in, that you hang in.
Can I borrow it sometime? I was invited one time.
That's before the show, that one?
Is that yours?
Yeah. No, is that yours?
I'm not sure.
When we were in Sheboygan, you invited me into your trailer and...
I don't think you were invited. I think you just wandered.
I was the mayor of Green Bay for 16 years.
He invited me. He was very...
Who we got out here? What kids we got out here? All right, wave it.
Anyway, there's some bustling downtown you got going on here.
It's getting there, and we need it.
Love it.
Amen. We need more foot traffic, and it's coming around. And, you know, it's great to have the Waterfront Market.
Yeah.
Really, those guys are hitting on a lot of cylinders there. They've got everything there.
It is an awesome place.
Waterfront Market is great. The coffee shop next door is great.
Java cream.
But you want to know a little thing that I just saw the other day, because I walked 16,000 steps one day.
High five.
Thank you.
Right?
And it was really, really hot in the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm walking, I'm straggling through the back part here. Those little kids with that sprinkler thing.
The splash pad.
That is so cool.
Walter loves that. I wanted to do it.
Yes. Yes. Have you ever seen that?
He put it there. He made the whole city deck happen.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's $80,000 if you want to know.
Was it really?
Have you met the mayor?
When he was mayor.
Salute.
Yeah, pretty familiar with the splash pad.
But it is great. It's so cool.
It's awesome.
I thought, would I, if these little kids were in it with their moms watching, and it's would I be a creepy guy if I went in that to cool down?
Yes.
That'd be the best.
We would. We have security. So.
No, I do it. But yeah, speaking of that, we have Fridays on the Fox tonight, and who's playing is Big Mouth.
Yes.
Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns, and that is tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. right here on the City Deck. And I just want to say, a lot of people misconstrue the City Deck. They think it's, you know, all adults partying, but it's it's family fun. It's all ages. They have comedy shows. They have magic shows, the music, and the, like John just said, the splash pad. It's incredible fun.
That City Deck was a big investment by the city, but the programming is what makes that City Deck the City Deck. It's really not all the infrastructure of it. But Big Mouth, I want to give them, and next to Glam Band, these Big Mouth played at my kid's wedding. They have
that
music.
That was such a... Oh, I had Big Mouth.
That wasn't my point.
Fireworks.
The Stones were booked.
There were fireworks.
That wasn't my point. My point was that music is for everybody. That's what I was going to try to say before I was rudely interrupted. It is just a great thing for high school, the young teens, millennials, people my age.
Yeah.
Like you, Dennis, they draw a great crowd. So to come down there, it's free. It's fun. There's food. There's drinks.
They're fantastic.
And a beautiful setting on the Fox River.
They're watch the too. Sunset.
Nobody does what they do. So make it a point to come out and see them if you haven't.
Those
guys
are good.
Because there's only a few more. Three or four more.
We should have more, but yes.
We should.
Okay, yeah. I get it. I'm going to give a number to Todd.
And
I'm getting, you do your thing. I'm going to give a number to Todd for him to call somebody. I want him to confirm and reaffirm with you being here, Dennis.
Okay.
You being here, Christy. You being here. I want this guy to affirm some. Go ahead. Do your thing.
What's the guy's name?
You'll see.
He tries to pop over.
Niner 1-1. Here it is.
It sounds like if he said you being here to me, it was a little louder than you two. So I got to feel.
Just a tad. And then tomorrow.
You felt that?
I felt it over here, too. And then tomorrow on the City Deck is live music by the Chocolatiers.
Yes.
Great.
They are phenomenal, too. So that is from 7 to 10, and that's right on the City Deck as well. And then, as everybody knows, Art Fest is this weekend. Tomorrow it kicks off from 9 to 8 p.m., and then Sunday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that's all in downtown Green Bay. The whole streets are going to become alive with art fair, musical performances, food demonstrations, and interactive activities. And that is the first time I ever had a funnel cake was at Art Fest.
Oh, behave.
Yum. It was so delish.
Yummy.
I'd totally do it again.
But that Art Fest is not just what people think of maybe like art. It's the foods. It's the music. It's the dancing.
Yes.
It is really a cool festival.
We're talking about
that. It's been going on for how long now? I mean, it's been for quite a bit.
Well, this one's only been
this
a couple.
In different types, different formats, and what have you.
The traditional Art Fest, which was the pictures and the...
Yeah, and I remember those days.
Right. You know? Yeah. That was here forever. They've upgraded it to this, which they call Art Fest now, instead of like Art Boulevard or whatever it was called. And it is, they've really tapped into the art of cooking, which that truly is an art, right? And the art of dance, the art of music, and... that's a cool festival. So that's this weekend, in downtown. And the weather's going to be on their side.
Yeah, and of course, the farmer's market, a little bit of everything. So that's what I got going on in Green Bay.
Cool.
Did you hear? Am I not on, Todd?
No, I took care of that while you were
Why is my mic not on?
Must have been something you said.
Hello.
How you doing?
Did you hear about my thing? You talk about...
Can you be more specific?
Yeah. No, but I'm talking about the farmer's market. Did you hear with Wayne? Where he shattered my dreams the other day.
What?
About my mushroom farm.
What?
About how I want to grow these mushrooms in these logs. And I'm going to buy a van. And I'm going to keep them. It's going to be like humid
down
in the van.
River, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, so what do people want at farmer's market? Fresh produce.
Amen.
This would be so fresh to be picking them themselves right out of the logs that I grow them in.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Okay, so then John, of course...
That's groovy.
It's an idea. It's an idea which...
It's a great idea.
Well, it's an idea. And but what it did, he didn't put a business plan to it. So Wayne and I, in like 8 seconds,
crushed me.
Shot it down.
What did he shoot it down? Which he said, at his best day, like best day with having two booths and having all these logs and water and shade and stuff,
crushed me.
He could bring in $150. So, and that was selling these things at like $28 a pound, or maybe it was more than that. Anyway, the idea is good. So, but what we did was we helped him out, threw him another bone, and said to Johnny, what you got to do is up in Nugani where he grew up.
Nugani.
I caught that Nugani.
Well, wherever. New Guinea.
On Holbrook Way. With Frank Hermit.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference is right.
Wow.
But if he would have like strawberry picking or cherry picking, he's going to have a mushroom farm where you can go up there and he'll have different sections, shiitake and different, and you can go and then cut your own mushrooms and they'll have a little cooking kitchen there to try it. And that will, there he can make some money. Mm-hmm. So we want to help him. It's just that we don't want John to fail again.
We love you. We care.
I can see a mushroom food truck right now for the NFL draft next year.
Right,
I can see it now.
It was criticism out of love. So okay,
I felt the love.
A food truck.
Yeah, I felt the love.
A food truck for the draft.
I saw Wayne's comment on the thing we're talking about. He goes, there are no such thing as bad ideas. Except John Mino's ideas.
That's where I saw that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you.
I had a boss who used something like that, and we would have these like sales meetings, and somebody would ask a question, and he would say that there's no such thing as a bad question, but that was close.
Give him the bell. He doesn't get the bell very often. We'll give Jim the bell.
Throw him
all right,
a bone.
Go ahead. All right, what Dennis, what's going on?
Well, you are.
Yes.
We have a whole minute and a half to go till we get to the break, so I don't have really much to pack into that. So,
where are you guys going to be this week?
We'll be at Paperfest this evening.
Just
in Kimberly. Oh my gosh, it's so awesome!
Yeah,
if you haven't been to just that park, at Sunset Park in Kimberly,
beautiful.
It's just beautiful. Just go there when there's nothing happening. It's amazing.
I used to go there all the time for they used to have the World Championship of Softball, fast pitch softball tournament there.
I used to umpire the Nationals there back in the day.
Shut up!
I did.
Are you serious?
I'm serial.
Were you behind the plate?
I was. Yeah. Totally.
Those guys from New Zealand would throw 100 miles an hour. I'm not kidding.
It's insane.
Insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I used to come to that all the time.
That was good times, man. That was my sport, you know.
Mine too. Yeah. Fast pitch softball.
Fast pitch and modified, you bet.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But yeah, Paper
That's
Fest.
That's why my fingers look like this. That's the catcher.
Paper Fest is kind of up there with Oktoberfest. I mean, it's going to be huge.
Oh, it is. Get there early. It's
huge.
Great.
Huge.
It's all money raised for local communities.
Huge.
And stuff.
Nice. Yeah. So Kimberly's I was trying awesome. To get a hold of my buddy Bill from Big Mouth.
Yeah. Oh.
To verify that he wants me to sing Fly Me to the Moon at one of their performances.
Can't we just confirm it?
I would pay mucho pesos to see that, man.
Quiet,
I would do that.
Jeff Dunham tonight at the Widener. Went to Fringe Festival yesterday. It was really good. Got a couple of comments there. We'll be back with a great musician, Michaela Lee. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Beautiful Friday here. Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, 98.3 FM, WSS in Oshkosh. And, of course, the Civic Media app. Christy and Dennis in the house.
How's it going, eh?
If that song doesn't get you in the mood for the weekend, what
Absolutely.
Will?
Absolutely. Right, isn't that the best? It's
Love
absolute
it.
Best.
What
Love
gets
it.
You in the mood is all the activities, the plethora of activities.
Plethora.
Yes, that's
there's
going
a,
on.
There's
right
a plethora. Now. This is like the best part of summer in a certain way.
Totally.
It always bugs me when people say, oh, well, summer's over after the 4th. Bullcrap. This is the best Sheesh. Part of summer right here, right now.
Hobby Lobby didn't get that memo. They have Christmas stuff out.
Oh, I hate that.
Really?
I saw Halloween stuff, too, at Costco.
Oh my God.
Johnny and I were lamenting over just the back-to-school sales,
right.
And that is coming up.
Three worst words when I was a kid, back-to-school at the Shopko and whatever.
Yeah, right.
Hated that.
For the love of Pete Moss.
Best words yet, we got a sub. So I always like that. Dennis, what's going on outside the greater Green Bay community?
There's food trucks everywhere, friends.
You're right.
Everywhere. Food Truck Fridays, they call it, at the Brown County Library.
Yes.
That's still happening through August, end of August.
Remember when I said that was happening on a Saturday? The Friday food truck?
Food Truck Friday on Saturday.
Yeah.
I still think it's funny. I got an email from the Brown County Library about my overdue book, Frontlines author John Mino. I'm being charged because my book is overdue that I wrote.
Did you pay the fine?
I haven't yet.
No.
We should start a GoFundMe for that.
You know what I? You know what I used? You know what I used to get fined a lot though when I was writing my books. I'd go to the Brown County Library for research, go over the microfilm and everything like that. And whoever the bleep of a mayor was at that time. Had it so you could only like have 1 hour for the parking meter. So I'd get all these parking tickets, but I could go across the street to the strip joint and there were 3 hours. So basically what the mayor was doing at that time was encouraging people to go to the strip joint instead of the library.
Oh, which entity was paying property taxes?
I'm just saying.
Wow. Oh, and in this corner.
Now, hey, wow. he did have me on that. So, hey.
Got a text here. My daughter was Kewaunee County Fairest of the Fair.
Nice.
She got to introduce the glam band last week. Aww. She had an awesome time with them.
I saw that picture. Sure, beautiful.
That's awesome.
She was beautiful. So sweet. She just wanted to do her thing and get the heck off the stage, too. It's like, go ahead, take your time.
Yeah. Well, you guys have such a crowd, though. That could be a little bit intimidating if you're not used to that.
Well, sure. I just close my eyes and go for it.
I believe
at this point.
I mean, have you done Mile of Music?
I'm not what you would call an original artist out there. I mean, I have original material, but no. You have to pass a certain threshold.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that is all.
I didn't know that.
Okay,
yeah.
All
yeah, it's music. Yeah, it's fantastic. Oh, my gosh. Is that a thinking cap you've got on? Gracious. This is great for radio.
This segment brought to you by The Heights. Okay. And Ashley, who just came in with the biggest hat in American history.
Look at you. We have a sponsor.
Isn't she the cutest?
If you like girls, I mean, right. You know. Yeah.
Put on your thinking cap.
Hello, Ashley. Yeah.
I do need help thinking something. It's fine.
Tell me about, so I want to hear, we love your place, and we go there enough. I could tell you,
can you do me one favor? listen to me. Next time Jim is at the Heights.
Okay.
And he orders your garlic rolls.
No, I had the garlic chicken wings. No, I had the garlic chicken wing boneless.
Okay.
That was pretty
good. And we had to go to an event after that?
And I went home, brushed my wife picked me up. She goes, oh my God, where have you been? And I'm like, hey, I told her what we had. Then I went home, brushed my teeth, mouthwash, and came in. I sat next to him. I had to move a seat down.
He moved at this big event. That's, it wasn't, but he's like, I think it's in my breath. I said, it's not your breath. It's coming through your pores.
Oh, no.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it is really good.
Yummy. Because you're, and I like garlic, and Big Wayne is a friend of ours, and he gives me fresh garlic. Last night I made some shrimp pasta with his garlic. But your stuff is really good.
Yeah.
It's very potent.
And there's garlic on the French fries.
Oh, I didn't have that. I just
the shoestring fries are the best. And
everything
Todd's giving it a big thumbs up right there.
And the sweet potato fries, and I don't like
those.
Sweet potato fries.
Johnny does.
Like,
you
I don't
do
like
too.
Sweet potatoes, but I love our sweet potato fries.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Yeah, I've converted a lot of people, actually.
But you've got that dip that's incredible for them,
too. Yeah, there's the dip. And there's the brown sugar, which makes it so good.
Get a job.
I even dip them in sour cream.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good. Oh, yeah. There you go. I can do that.
How do you season those things, anyway? What do you put on that for seasoning?
Brown sugar. Yeah, that's why they're so good.
I'm studying.
That's on my diet.
Yummy.
Potatoes and brown sugar.
How come you taste so good?
Oh, man. Anyway, yes, your
Happy
business.
Friday, everybody.
It seems like business, you've what, 3 months?
Six months. End of January.
All right, anyway. Every time we go in there, it's good.
It's
great.
Awesome.
Well, that's because you have great service and great food.
That is true.
And
great service.
Yeah.
I'm serious. You and Heather,
you're
great.
We're great.
Oh, servers, yes. And we had a guy that night, and he was awesome, too. The guy took care of
a really tall guy.
Yeah.
That's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah, I know.
He was tall. But he was great. And it's nice. You could reach over the table, you know, and you have great service.
He's helped me reach things. No big deal.
I do want to say I love the fact that, and I'd been in there when it was Oxford's, right? I mean, which was forever ago. I mean, you were in grade school when that happened. But you really kept the ambiance in that place. I just love that you didn't, like, paint over, do anything to it. It's just a very cool building in downtown Green Bay.
And, it is.
You know, just thanks for doing that. I think it's awesome.
We don't have enough of those.
Right? I agree.
You know what I mean? Yeah. The authentic from the 1920s or whatever.
That's probably the 20s, right?
Yeah. Well, the sign says it was built in 1887.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
It's like a little historic sign by that cute little two-top table in the window.
Isn't one of your bar things an old vault?
Yeah, our cooler is the old vault because it used to be a jewelry store way back in the day.
That's cool.
That was. You're right.
Yeah. Our cooler is the vault.
That's awesome. Love the authentic things like that.
Yes, anyway, it's great. Yeah.
What's going on at the Heights this weekend?
Well, we have Art Fest going on. Yeah. So we got to stop in for a refreshing, maybe an orange Tito's or Orange Moscow Mule.
Oh,
and we do have a couple draft beers on special for $3.50. We've got our Cider Boys Melon Mojito and Stubborn Brothers Mango Tropical Drop Top.
I say that three times.
Well, I don't remember. Wow. I don't remember now what it was. Actually, it's the day I met Alec Engel there. Remember when I was there?
Yeah.
What soup did I have? That I said, whenever you have this soup, I'm going to come here every day. I don't remember what it was. You don't have it often, but it was such delicious soup. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
No soup for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well said.
Johnny was telling me about that. I just know it came in a brown bottle.
Oh my God! Here we go.
Oh, that was.
Hey, what
That's
time?
That's called
you,
beer, isn't it?
Yeah, okay, exactly. What checking. Time do you open?
Because we're open at 11.
That's what I thought. Yep. Okay, cool.
Kitchen closes at 9, but we're open till 11 this weekend too.
Yeah, this can be a good weekend for you.
Yeah,
I mean it's every weekend's good, but I mean this
your
is
food
be fun.
Is so good there.
Oh. I know. We have strawberry wontons for dessert this week.
Nice.
Yum.
Nice.
Yes, they're Todd's so delicious.
Todd's like your favorite customer, isn't he?
Yeah.
What about...
Look at Todd styling that cap he's got on.
I know. Oh, he's good. Love it.
Yeah.
I saw him walk by the other day and I was trying to like wave, but he didn't.
Yes. Ashley from Heights Pub and Parlor, great sponsor of these two people right here.
Thank you.
Dennis
thank
and Christy. You. That's very nice that you do that.
We're not worthy.
Thank you. You are worthy.
Thank you so much.
Hey, you're
downtown
welcome.
Green Bay, though, between you guys. And now the market here is just really taking off. The coffee shop, Java. What a great stretch we've got here within about 100 yards.
You can see the traffic here is picking up.
It
right?
is. Absolutely. It no is. Question about it.
We now I got to run before my parking
I know. Don't get a ticket.
$21.
Ashley, great having you here. We love the Heights.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Awesome.
We'll be back with live music from Michaela Lee right after this.
West Coast King. Hollywood. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Michaela.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. This is our favorite part of the week with a musical guest. It is Friday. If you're looking to beat the heat, come on down and check out one of downtown's best atmospheres for indoor drinks and dining. Our friends at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street here in downtown Green Bay, are ready to serve you up a superb lunch or dinner, along with a cold beverage or cocktail. The only thing, they have a little disclaimer here. If you have the, what was it again?
Garlic.
The garlic wings, boneless wings.
Yeah.
If you have the garlic bonus
they
wings.
They don't have that on there.
Do not go to a social event afterwards because it will come out of your pores.
That's good stuff.
The menu highlights a variety of choices of their prime Angus beef burgers, artesian press paninis or appetizers that feature their popular spinach artichoke wontons. For more information, check them out on Facebook at Heights Pub and Parlor or online, www.heightsgb.com. Heights Pub and Parlor, sponsors of the Mino and the Mayor and the Dennis of the Glam Band live music series. It was great having Ashley here. But those wings, I got to be honest with you. Someday I'm going to just go there and just eat them and then just go home or go sit in my
alone.
Car for a couple hours.
Right.
Because they smelled so delicious, it's mind-boggling.
Yummy.
Yes. But alone. Sitting next to you again for 3 hours at an event afterwards
was not as enjoyable. That was very nice of me. But I did move a seat down. I got to give me a little bit of
and then you notice the people next to you moved the seat down?
That's right.
Yes.
I was sitting alone.
I was listening to you read the ad and you had me at panini.
I know, right?
Oh, my
I love
stars.
Paninis. Dennis, take it away with our special guest.
Michaela. Oh, my gosh. It's great. Michaela, I don't get out much. So great to see you.
Yes.
I heard so a rumor you drove a long ways to get here today.
I did. 2 hours.
My gosh. Where is
not
home
terrible.
For you?
Home is Pickerel, Wisconsin.
I've never heard of that.
Probably
town.
Never heard of it.
You know, it's not the end of the world, but you can see it.
Right.
There.
I was going to say, it got pretty quiet. So
yeah. Yeah, no.
I've been through there before.
But it's brandish, right?
It doesn't take long to go through, that's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, no. It's definitely a small town.
Where?
But
like, what's by it?
What's by it?
Like, what would be a city we would know?
Did you go to Crandon High School?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Crandon. All right. 20 minutes
Well, thanks
north.
For being here.
How far are you from Rhinelander?
About an hour.
Okay. Do they still have Hodeg?
Yes.
Okay. That
I was there.
No kidding. Yeah. Did you sing there?
No, but.
Okay. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah. It was awesome.
They got a whole museum, you know?
Yeah.
They got
Ryan Lane
Museum. It's home of the Hodeg. Actually, you know, like I was joking about this finger. This finger was dismembered in Rhinelander, Wisconsin at the Hodeg Fast Pitch Softball Tournament back in the 70s.
No, you weren't born,
but that's where this came from.
Schnikes.
And you know what? How ironic is this? There was no emergency room to go to or anything like that when I broke my finger. I had to walk around all night with a cup of ice and vodka. Okay. And nowadays, if I did that, where would I go to get that taken care of?
You go right to me. I'm also a registered nurse.
Is it awesome, emergency room nurse?
Yeah.
How do you find time for all of this?
I don't want to sound like a creepy old guy, but I was thinking, who does she look like? And everybody agreed, Ivanka Trump.
Yeah, she's bringing the noise in that direction. Yep.
Still a creepy old guy, but he's right.
Or that drunk national anthem singer.
Oh, I know. I said you're not drunk, are you?
But she's
like, what?
Yeah.
I said, you kind of look like the girl that sang the national anthem at the All-Star game the other night.
That was not good.
But checked into rehab the next
day. She's in rehab and you're here.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We love...
she seems nice.
Yeah, very. We love original local talent, you know, and music. And just tell us how you got into it. You have three jobs.
And we love publicizing it.
And we love publicizing it. So what was your call to music?
So, man, I grew up in business. My parents have owned a restaurant business for 28 years now. So that's kind of given me a unique perspective on work ethic. And we have like an outdoor venue, patio, and music event center. So just seeing all these musicians come in is kind of what got me thinking about music a little bit. And
I can do that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I don't know. Like, I always liked to sing. Ever since I was young, I would make up songs at 4 years old, make my parents record me for hours on end. But I never really started playing guitar till I was about 19 years old.
Good for you. I'm still waiting for my day.
Yeah. Right. Normally, guitar players, it's like I was 6 and I got my first one. 19 to pick that up. That's going to be tough, isn't it, Dennis?
I can imagine.
It is. Yeah.
I'm going to sound like creepy old guy. Put your hand up a second. Is your hand bigger than mine? Let's see.
Look at that. About the same.
See what I mean? See my disadvantage?
Yeah, you always said that.
That's here's my disadvantage. You broke this in 4 places.
I know, falling off the bleachers, right?
Oh, my stars. So good for you.
Yeah, but my grandparents got me a guitar when I was like 12. And they brought me to one guitar lesson, and I didn't touch it until 18, 19, yeah.
Did you take lessons or learn on your own?
No, I taught myself. Taught myself, and actually kind of a funny story. So one of my really talented musician friends, Jason McNabb, someone that I've always looked up to, super talented. I don't know if you know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
He's been in my life for forever with music, and he just randomly asked me to come in his home studio one day, and oh my gosh, that's kind of where it all started. Just hearing a little confidence boost from someone that I looked up to is really what got me started.
So Dennis and Jim will be the first people to say that. There's always that person.
It's a teacher.
That's right.
Sometimes it's a parent, but more often than not, it's a teacher or someone like Dennis that, and here you talk to this friend of yours, just said, look, you've got it.
Yeah.
And you need to hear that and you need to believe it. And you believe it from people with authority, right?
That's the thing is like, I never believed in it myself.
Right.
Like, I never thought I'd even get to this point. Never thought I'd be good enough to even, music.
Yeah. I got to tell you, if I didn't have someone putting a little wind in my sail, I don't think I would have made that decision on my own to go out and try.
I remember you talking about that one. Yeah.
And it's not just music. It's everything.
Sure.
I mean, you need someone to say to you, look, you got it. What takes you.
Right.
You can be a radio DJ.
Exactly.
But you know what else?
But you really do.
But you know what the best
really
part? And I will
that.
Say this about you, Jim, because you, with these young kids you have in your classes in regards to business, you tell them the good, the bad, the whatever.
Yeah.
You're very straight about that. And Dennis is doing that with a young band right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's turned these kids' lives around. People don't realize the impact they can have on somebody. Because everybody's got that self-doubt. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for somebody to say you don't have to have that self-doubt, you can do it, and to encourage you, that's incredible.
Yeah. Well, sure. You throw that with anxiety and a bunch of other ideas. You throw that in there. It's like, how do you come out of your shell?
And maybe somebody told them along the way they didn't have it, you know, and that kind of stays in their head. You got to say to them, yes, you do. You got to just tweak it.
For some reason, that voice is louder.
Right.
You can have 10 people saying you're great and one person say you suck.
And you remember that.
And that one, you remember that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But here you are, you're making it. Do you play at your parents' venue?
I do.
Cool.
That's where I play most often. I'm just between everything with nursing, and it's hard to balance everything. So I do play quite often at my parents' place, mainly on some Friday nights. It's just kind of like an intimate experience with people, you know, on our patio and stuff. But I also open up for some of our bigger events, bands that we have come in. We just had a Queen tribute on July 3rd. Nice. That was awesome. So, but yeah, like July 3rd, last year, I think we sold around 800 tickets. So
wow, that's a good crowd.
It's an awesome crowd. Fun time. Yeah.
So what you open up for someone like Queen, not Queen, but like right. a band like Queen. What is your genre? What is your type of music? Are you country? You seem a little country to me, but I don't want to stereotype anybody.
Little country, but I like to mix it up. I sing a little bit of everything, little bit of rock, a little bit of pop, a little bit of country. I think a little bit for everyone is a good mix.
Dennis, Amen. You're such a great mentor. I'm just going to ask you to talk to her here in regards to your advice, the fears, the things you have to overcome. You've been in the music business. You've been in the trenches. You've experienced so many things. I just want to sit back and listen to you talk to her.
I'm scared now. Yeah. Pressure's on. So what was it that exactly flip the switch for you to say, you know, I can really do this? I mean, I know Jason McNabb, and by the way, we got to get him in the studio.
That'd be great.
Great
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, Jason's awesome.
We've done some shows with him in the past, like at Sundrop Days a couple years back.
He's super talented.
Yeah. Super talented. So what was it that said, you know, I wanted, what was that thing that got you over the hump to say, I'm doing this?
So, oh man. Actually, it was probably just a couple years ago now, I opened up for a Shania Twain and Tim McGraw tribute at Equity Hall in Pound, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And then I also opened for like a Garth Brooks tribute there as well. But that crowd was amazing. That is really what made me start believing in myself more. When I finished my set, people were waiting in line for autographs and pictures with me. And it kind of blew my mind. I never thought that would actually happen. And I'll never forget that. That's kind of was the turning point for me when I realized, wow, maybe I
can do this.
Maybe I'm all right.
Because self-doubt is the worst thing in the world, isn't it?
It's the biggest interrupter of our short life.
It is.
If someone could get into your head and say, you know, let's pull that out for a while. Live, do what you want to do, you know, free yourself up, free your mind, and the rest will follow, as the song says.
Are we
going to play the song, my good sir? Oh, Todd's going
to do it now or the next segment? Now? Okay.
All right.
Introduce your song.
Yeah. So this is No Destination. It's kind of about living in the moment, enjoying the ride no matter where it takes you. So here it is.
Awesome.
Watching time flies, cars drive by, and where will this time go? Still a lot of time coming, my mind's been a-running, let's see where I go. On the south side, the weather's real nice, sun lights up the sky. But on the east side, I get my free time, I think it's time for a drive. Put the top down, the music up loud, listen to rock and roll. Feet on the dash, step on the gas, this is how I go. So I drive, drive, driving away with no destination. Drive, drive, driving away with no hesitation. Miles behind me, the stars fly free into the night sky. See the city lights, it is paradise like heaven to my eyes. I feel like I can never die, cause there's no destination. I'm living on a line, falling off the sides with no hesitation. Drive, drive, driving away with no destination. Drive, drive, driving away with no hesitation. Drive and
till the morning light. I've always been waiting. Drive, drive, driving away with no destination. Drive, drive, driving away with no hesitation. Drive, drive, driving away with no destination. With no destination. With no destination. With no destination.
Dennis?
That just happened.
You tell me. I mean, this sounds like somebody should be in Nashville. Amen. And she's an emergency room nurse in Crandon.
Jeepers.
How does this happen?
Someday someone's going to say, that woman, she was in the operating room when I was getting my stitches in.
I was driving up County Road C-127 in my ATV, and a freaking bear run out, and I went in the ditch, and I broke my kneecap. And this girl is in her emergency room, and now she's with Lainey Wilson.
And I hope she writes a song about it someday.
I hope so, too. Gosh. The day I broke my kneecap of my ATV in Crandon. That was fantastic.
Thanks so much.
Who did you back up? That was really good. Where would you record it?
Oh, yeah. So I met these super, super cool guys last summer. It was a band I
opened up. Are we super cool guys?
Oh, yeah.
Dennis and Jill. Yeah.
Right. You sure are.
Okay.
But yeah.
Wow, they're very good. It's, it really brought it all together.
Fantastic. Yeah, we got to take a quick break. We got to talk more about this.
Yes.
Dennis, her future.
Is bright as the sun.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
It's pretty bright.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got to talk more. Michaela Lee from Crandon. No, actually not Crandon. What was the town?
Pickerel.
Pickerel. Wisconsin. Back after this.
Wow.
Where I go. On the south side, the weather's real nice. Sun lights up the sky. But on the east side, I get my free time. I think it's time for a drive.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor Music Series brought to you by the Glam Band with our man Dennis. And brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor. Phenomenal place right here on Washington Street. Michaela Lee from Pickerel, Wisconsin. Jim, you're a talent scout kind of guy.
What about that? You know what I like about you, Michaela? That's great. I mean, really, that's easy to listen to, fun to listen to. You know what I mean? And there's a story behind it. And you wrote that.
I did, yes.
And do you write a lot of music or...
I want to ask that.
Learn how to use a microphone, Michaela.
I want to learn where you get your inspiration to write, when you write.
Yeah. So this song I actually wrote a few years ago with my buddy Dylan. I've always been a Rolling Stone. I've always valued my freedom and independence, and that's kind of where I was wanting to go with this song. It's just a feel-good song.
Pretty cool personality, you know.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Like, I think music is great, but you also want to connect with the audience through some dialogue as well.
Yeah, and I think that's a big thing, you know. I need to work on this.
That's the microphone. Jesus. Yeah,
I think it's the chair holding you back on it.
Right. But I think that's a big thing as well. Just growing up in business, I've dealt with so many different people my whole life, and that's a something, but
I think growing up in that area added to your personality. You're really, I mean, it's very wholesome versus you know, an attitude of Hollywood or LA or even the East Coast, which has a big attitude. I just think it's great that that comes across.
Yeah, I always stick to my roots.
So what are your plans? Like, what going forward? I mean, you've got your single. It sounds terrific to me, but I think that thing sounds like it's got legs. You're going to be playing you're playing at Doozies here in Green Bay, which is a great venue.
I am playing July 30th. It's a Tuesday night with my buddy Jordan Blanchard. He's also a young musician from this area. Super hardworking guy.
We just played with him last week at the Kewaunee County Fair.
Dennis.
Tanner Bartolini will even swear to that.
Oh, no, okay. You got to be impressed with the young talent coming up, huh?
Oh, man. It's not something we would have had.
But they can look at you, though, too, and say, kid from Wild Rose, Wisconsin, who you admitted was painfully shy.
Oh gosh, yeah.
And now you're vocalist of the year in the state of Wisconsin against some great competition.
And paid a lot of people off.
Whatever you did, but I mean, I just think it's cool how you pay it forward. And I just want to sit back again and listen to give her your advice or whatever.
I'm so excited that you're here.
Me too.
I want to find out about what's cooking with you. What does the future hold? The near future, especially. What's going on with you? Because with what you've done with this song, we've got to get it out there on a lot, much larger platform and whatnot. And I just think that the future is yours, you know, and you can make it whatever you want to. And you're really well-grounded. You've got a lot of things going on. You're yarners and all that stuff. And so what's in your future here?
You know, recording this song was just such a big stepping stone for me. And now I'm just seeing all the possibilities that can come from music with this. I don't know. I'd like to do more. I want to record more, you know. I don't know. There's a lot of unknowns, but...
Please do.
Yeah.
Please do.
We got a quick text here. Hey, it's Gizmo. Thank you so much, guys, for bringing Michaela on the show. She is an amazing girl and has an amazing family.
Aw, thanks, that's Gizmo. Great to hear. We love Gizmo.
Yeah, so do we.
If anybody's listening out there that wants to get on the show, get a hold of us here and we'll put you on the schedule.
We love bringing people like you on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you were talking about, you know, you're obviously a hard worker. You got three jobs and that. And I'm sure it's like your grandpa told you, the harder you work, the luckier you get. I mean, you guys need breaks.
Yes.
You know, it's just someone's going to hear and pick this song up or pick, you know, pick you up. That would be something Johnny would do. I'm talking about pick up your music.
Just ignore him. Just ignore him.
You have to say when the music drops, pick it up.
I need to know, how did you meet Lainey Wilson?
Oh, yeah. So actually years ago before she kind of got her fame, I messaged her and she replied to me and we talked a little bit.
That's cool.
That was really cool. And
I've tried messaging Carly Pierce.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah, and I heard from her people.
Okay,
with a restraining order. Yeah. But
with a restraining order.
But you know what? With country these days, with the young women, God bless them.
Amen.
You have to have the whole package. And I'm not trying to sound sexist or whatever, do you know what I mean? No. It's not like the Loretta Lynns of the world anymore.
That's never changed, honestly, though. Okay. I mean, that's just really never changed. You have to have that whole thing.
The whole package.
Yeah. Has Lainey heard your music by chance?
Oh, no, but I wish. So last spring, I actually had the privilege of meeting her backstage at one of her concerts, and she gave me some personal advice on music, which I really will hold close to my heart forever. Like, man, but just seeing her humble beginnings to where she is now and how respected she is as an artist, just getting advice from her is just unbelievable.
Didn't she used to like sing on street corners for people to hear? You know what I mean? Just trying to get noticed by that person.
She started out living in like a camper trailer in Nashville, and it took her so long to get where she is, but now she's just huge and
she's still the same.
Everybody
says she's just really grounded.
She is super genuine. Yeah. Just really look up to her.
We've got to get your music in front of the right people.
Yeah.
And boost you because you're going to, you know, you just be you. Keep doing what you're going to do. And you know, you're going to be onto some really big, fantastic
Dennis
things.
Thanks for your so mentor. Much. You got Jim for there your business manager.
Perfect.
And you got me to like.
You get press.
What are you going to do?
Talk about you.
Talk about
that he can do.
You know what, though? Out of everything here, I'm still very impressed that you're a nurse in an emergency room. I could never do that either.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
That's also challenging.
Right. That is. Hey, at your level, whatever your position right now in music, do you have an agent or how do people get in touch with you? So you got a website. Give us that.
So you can find me on my socials at Michaela Lee Music on Facebook, Instagram.
MakayLaLee.
Yes, sir. That's right.
I'm a follower. That came out really wrong.
Yeah, it did.
I'm just so excited to follow your music, though.
I know. Yeah. I do not have an agent, manager. Nope, me.
You've got people, Dennis joking about following you. People are going to want to follow you. So you gave them the... I'm not a Facebook guy, but you gave him the book face on how they can do that.
The book face. Todd, did he really just call it book face?
Whatever.
Oh my God.
I'm going to Aunt Doozy's to see you. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That I will do.
We are running so swiftly out of time, it's so sad. It always goes by so fast.
I know,
it does. And
it's crazy. We got to extend this.
Yes.
And so that'd be awesome. But What, so July 30th, did you say you're playing at Doozy's?
Yes.
What's coming up after that for you?
Man, just a few Fridays here and there at my parents' place in Northwoods and Pickerel. But
okay.
Other than that,
schedules on your Facebook page?
Yep, you'll be able to find stuff on my Facebook. I want to keep booking more stuff maybe this fall. So
let's stay in touch. Your people talk to our people. We'll
make some things happen. Thanks so much for having me.
Having that guy in your corner, there's nobody better you could have in your corner.
Super glad to meet him.
Absolutely.
You're awesome.
Michaela, thank you very much.
And again,
I'm not kidding.
Much.
Thanks for what you do in an emergency room. I have all respect in the world
for
nurses.
I'll fix up that finger for you.
Would you keep it? Straighten it out for me. You're awesome. Have a great weekend, everybody. Mino and the Mayor.
Take care,
thank
everybody.
You to the
thanks
Heights
so much.
Pub and Parlor for Dennis's music series. See ya.
Driving away.